Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we saw the kasha that, based on the yisod that we presented, the Acharonim say that if there's a psul in the chepti, then there's no din of mitzvah baba, there's no din of essay dochalos essay, because there's no essay, then how do you understand kalayim betzutzis? If it's kalayim, if it's shatnez, so it's definitely a chefti shel aveira. So how do you do a mitzvah with a chefti shel aveira? We said that can't be done. So that in a nutshell was the kasha that we concluded with in the previous year. And now we're going to see a mahalach b'siyata d'shmaya based on the Torah of Rav Mizrachi Shlita. Beis Yosef in the Torah of Arachayim, he brings down Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Tchelis anymore. And in our times, still, if you have Chutei Pishtan, threads of flax, they patter a baguette of Tzemer and vice versa. Because Kalayim Betzis is his mother, and that's Dafka, where you don't find of that min. But if you could get around it and you can have tzitzis without kalayim, then you should do that. Try to have a beged of tzemer and a chutim of tzemer, beged of pishtim and chutim of pishtim. Because Reish Lakish says that if you can, if you have an essay and a los essay, if you could do both, me makayim the essay not be over and the los essay, you should. And if not, the essay is docha the los essay. So according to Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the definition of efshel l'kayim shneim is if you and your circumstances could fulfill both. And if you can't, then the essay is docha the los essay. Reish Yosef argues, and he says, no. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't have, presently, you don't have non-shatnez tzitzis, the very fact that you could get non-shatnez tzitzis Manazeh means that it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, and Essay is not Docheh Los Essay. Why don't you just get a garment that's Tzemer and threads that are Tzemer, a garment that's Pishtim and threads that are Pishtim? You don't have to come on to Essay Docheh Los Essay. So the Beis Yosef understands that, what does it mean, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim? It means, even in theory. In theory, you don't have to be over on the Los Essay, then the Essay is not Docha the Los Essay. So in the time of the Torah, the Gemara, so, they were Tcheles, and Tcheles was with Tzemer, the strings were Tzemer. And the garment is Pishtim, so there has to be, Torah tells you to wear a Pishtim garment, so there has to be Tzemer Pishtim, so it has to be Kalayim. So in the time of the Torah, there's no way around it. But Bizman Hazeh, there's no Tcheles. So just because you don't have a non-shatnez tzitzis doesn't mean that the essay of tzitzis is docha. Since in theory you could get a non-shatnez tzitzis, so we don't say essay docha los essay. Because in theory, the essay doesn't have to be docha los essay. In theory, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Ben Yeruchim says, no, we say in practice. If in practice, Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, then the essay is Docha the Los Essay. And the Beis Yosef is a Pella. Because we learn in Mesechah Shabbos, of Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that Baheres, if a child has Tzaras and is Makom Mila, then the mitzvah of Bris Milah is Doche. And Rabbi Shashia says, it's talking about where the father says that he is having Kavana to cut off the Baharis. And that's why we need a Pasuk to tell you, nevertheless, it's Mutter. Frek the Gemara, so let somebody else do it. And he won't have Kavana. Only the father wants to be Matari, but somebody else won't have Kavana to be Matari. And this way, there'll be a Davar Shein HaMiskavin, and there'll be no Avera. Because Reish Lakish says, if you could do both, do both. If you can not be over in the law, same be mekayim the essay, that's what you got to do. So in our case also, let somebody else do it, be mekayim the essay, not be over in the law, essay. The Gemara's teretz is no one else is around. But in theory, if someone else is around, you would get that other person to do it. Since no one else is around, it's called Yefshel Lekayim Shneim, and the father can do it. What does it matter if someone else is around? According to the Beis Yosef, the very fact that you can do the mitzvah without doing the Avera makes it Yefshel Lekayim Shneim. And for the Gemara, you see not like that. For the Gemara, you see that even though you can do the mitzvah without the Avera, in theory, if somebody else does it, since no one else is around in your present circumstances, it's Yefshel Lekayim Shneim, it's called Yefshel Lekayim Shneim. You can't fulfill both the essay and not be over in the Los essay. So the essay is docha the los essay. You don't say, oh, in theory, you could get around it because someone else could do it, just no one's around now. But that does, according to the basis, doesn't matter what's happening now in your present reality. What matters is even in theory. If in theory, Efshel Lekayim Shneim, that's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and the essay is not docha. You see from this Gemara, it's not so. That even though in theory, you could bring somebody else, since in your present circumstances, you can't. It's called the Efshel Lekayim Shneim, and the essay is docha the los essay. Not like the Beis Yosef, who holds that we don't care about whether you have a kalim, non-kalim garment or not. The very fact that you could get a non-kalim tzitzis means that the essay is not docha the los essay. So the Gemara should have said, the very fact that you can't find somebody else right now doesn't bother us, because in theory you could find somebody else, and then the essay wouldn't have to be docha the los essay. Because there'd be no los essay. If someone else does it, there's no los essay, because he doesn't have kavana. The Gemara doesn't say, the Gemara says that if no one else is around, that's considered Yefshel Lekayim Shneim, and the essay is Docha D'Los essay. So you see that you follow the present reality. And if the present reality, the essay has to be Docha D'Los essay, then that's called Yefshel Lekayim Shneim, and the essay is Docha D'Los essay. Even though in theory you could avoid the Los essay, but since in your present circumstances you can't, that's called Yefshel Lekayim Shneim, you can't do both. The Beis Yosef holds no, that we don't care what's happening in your present circumstances. In present reality, even if in theory you could avoid the los essay, you're obligated to do so, and it's the essay is not docha. So the Gemara is not like the Beis Yosef. Shagas Aryeh and other svarim ask this kasha. We've discussed it in the past, and we'll discuss it more now. So, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that kalayim betzitzis is begeder hutra. And even though kalayim betzitzis is not mitzvaso bekach, mitzvah isn't to wear kalayim, nevertheless, Rabbeinu Tam holds that when there's a heter that's written in the Torah, the geder is shechobo Torah's hutra b'cheftza shalom. The Torah writes a heter, it's a heter b'cheftza, even if it's not mitzvah, so even though it's not the specific mitzvah, but if the Torah is matir something, then it's mutter. And therefore, even though the yisod sivas a heter shokalayim b'tzitzis is the mitzvah, and we didn't say Dechel Losesay, we're coming from the din of Dechel Losesay, and we learn from here to call it Torah Kula. Nevertheless, since the heter was said explicitly in the Torah, it has a din of Hutra, it's not merely Dechuya. If you have a heter written in the Torah, it has a Torah's Hutra, it's completely mutter. Here also, this is written in the Torah, it's not a din of Dechuya, it's a din of Hutra, it's completely mutter. Kalayim betzitzis is completely mutter. Would appear moreover, then if we say that kalayim betzitzis is dechuya, not hutra, nevertheless, since this dechiyah is different than other dechiyahs, because other dechiyahs weren't written in the Torah, and this was written in the Torah, it was written in smuchim, right? We have Gedilim Tase Lechad, Al-Rakhanfos Ksusecha, next to the Pasuk of Shanis. So from the Smuchim in the Torah, from putting Shanis and Sitzes together, this teaches us that the Dechiyah is written in the Torah. So it's not just a Dechiyah by chance. The Torah tells you to do this Dechiyah. It's like Mefur Shaladiyah Torah. The Kalayim Betzitzis is a Cheftz of Mitzitzis. So either it's Mamish Hutra, Or it's techuya, but it's a stark techuya, because the Torah tells you to be doche. So now, since this is different, that the Torah established its mitzvah, that it should be done in an essay doche, less essay type way, so you can't have a kasha, that the tzitzis should be puzzle, because the mitzvah of Abavera, we said that if the cheft of the mitzvah is puzzle, then there's no essay doche, less essay, it's a mitzvah of Abavera. But you can't say that about tzitzis. Why? Because the Torah was machshir this chayfetz l'mitzvah. So esei docha l'esei gabi tzitzis is different than other esei docha l'esei in the Torah. Shebishar dinim. It's only a heter if it just happens to be that the esei and the l'esei meet. But by kalayim, the Torah is megala that mi'ikra din, the tzuras ha-mitzvah is begavene shel esei docha l'esei. But the truth is that if we say that kalayim tzitzis is hutra, then it's even more pashit. Because the Yisod and Sibas Hutra is that through the din of Esei Decha Lo Sesei, it becomes mutter. Because the Torah is telling you to do it this way. So since the Torah is telling you to do it this way, it's completely mutter. And that's why it's called hutra, because the Torah is telling you to do it this way. Or it's dechuya, but the Torah is telling you to do dechuya. But that's different, again, since it's different than all other mitzvahs in the Torah, because all the mitzvahs say es techa lo say if they happen to meet. But here that's the etzim tzuras ha-mitzvah. The Torah is telling you this is the way to do your tzitzis. You can do it even with kalayim. So kalayim tzitzis is not mufka from the etzim tzura of the mitzvah. Because Torah itself explained that that's the hechsher of the mitzvah. We can even say that since kalayim is hutra, so it doesn't have a chalo shem avera. So through the din of hutra, it's not kalayim at all. And now it would appear that this cloud, Reish Lakish, that if you can mekayim shneim, there's no asei dechalos to say, is different than what the Beis Yosef is talking about. Chalak will be Yisoidino, Lenin Sarasa Shal Beis Yosef, Lenin Din Dechias Asay Las Dechalos Seb Chol Tarakula. It's mitchalek between what the Beis Yosef is talking about and Chol Tarakula. Beis Yosef is in the category of Tzitzis, and then there's the Dechin Dechias Asay Las Seb Chol Tarakula. So we want to understand Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is klal that if Efshar Lekayim Shneim, you could do both, accomplish both, do the Asay, not be over in the Los Asay, and therefore there's no Torah's Asay Dechal Asay. If you could do both, it will have different meanings depending on where you apply it. If you apply it in the case of the Beis Yosef and Tzitzis, it'll have one meaning, and if you apply it in the case of Chol Tarakula, it'll have a different meaning. Because B'Chol Tarakula, this klal is coming to say only a din in Hilchos Dechiya, that the halach of Dechiya was only said if you have no other choice. And therefore, if in Efshar L'Kayim Shneim, then you have a choice. So don't be doche. But this is not so when we're... So that would be B'chol Tarakula. B'chol Tarakula Efshar L'Kayim Shneim means you have no choice. If you have a choice, then it's not doche. But if you don't have a choice, it is doche. But it's different when we come to what the Beis Yosef is saying. Had the Torah not been koveya, that the way of the mitzvah is done by through Esei Docha Lo Sesei, and by Kalayim Tzitzis, you wouldn't have a din dechiyah. Why? Because the chayfetz is pasul l'mitzvasa. It's a pasul chayfetz. It's an avera. It's a dvar iser. Chanes. The only way we saved tzitzis, that you could have kalayim tzitzis, because it's explicit in the Torah. Otherwise, it wouldn't have the klal of Esei Docha Lo Sesei. Because Esei Docha Lo Sesei doesn't apply when the essay is when the cheftz is a cheftz d'avera, cheftz d'isura. Then you say it's a mitzvah above avera. It's not essay docha lo sesei. So it's an avera, and there is no essay. There is no mitzvah. And that would be the case in kalayim had it not been written in the pasuk. Since it's written in the pasuk explicitly, so it's telling you this is a tzuras ha-mitzvah, and therefore we say essay docha lo sesei, even though the cheftz is should be nifsal mitzvah. So, but here you have an exception that the Torah gives. So that's what the Beis Yosef is coming to explain, to be mechadish, that it's true. That if not for the Kalav Reish Lakish, whatever it says in the Torah, Alei Smuchin, and from this we see that the Torah was machshir kalayim mitzitzis lemitzvasim, hayashayach b'efshar l'kayim shneim, kamo b'efshar l'kayim shneim. The Torah said it's smuchim, so it doesn't matter. Efshar l'kayim shneim, efshar l'kayim shneim, doesn't matter. Smuchim. Essay's dochavos say no matter what. If it's not for Reish Lakish, why would we distinguish between efshar l'kayim shneim, efshar l'kayim shneim? But after we have the assert of Reish Lakish, so then it emerges, shirak at kama she'efshar l'kayim shneim, that only to the extent that you can't do both, only to the extent that you can't do both, is it like the Torah explained it? Is it like the Torah was explicit about it? The Torah was explicit that since you have smuchim here by tzitzis, shatnez to tzitzis, that means your tzitzis can be shatnez. But with the klal of Reish Lakish, we now say that when was the Torah explicit about it? Only if efshar l'kayim shneim, if he efshar l'kayim shneim. But if Efshar l'kayim shneim, the Torah wasn't talking about that. Reish Lakish's klal is going to help us understand the smuchim of the Torah when we're dealing with what's in the Torah. In general, Reish Lakish's klal is helping us understand that Essay's Dochalos to say only if Efshar l'kayim shneim, that only if Efshar l'kayim shneim, but if Efshar l'kayim shneim, it's not Teich. And here Reish Lakish's klal is going to even tell us how to explain Pshat in the Torah. And when the Torah tells us smuchim by tzitzis, it's telling us that when is tzitzis, Teich Shatnez, only what the Torah is being mefarish is, the Torah is explaining that only when Efshar l'kayim shneim, but if Efshar l'kayim shneim, then it's not Teich. And therefore, when it's nogea to a cheshbon prati, to a specific case of dechia, so then we follow the metzius. Hadavar talui ach v'rak be'efsharut ha-metziutit shel ota dechia. Could you be mekayim shneim, or can you not be mekayim shneim? That's the question. Reish Lakish said a klal. If you can be mekayim shneim, it's not doche. If you can't be mekayim shneim, the only way you can do the assay is by doing doche the laws to say, then it's doche. So it's totally in your metzias. So ein achinami. Nobody's arguing with that. Reish Lakish's rule follows your present reality. Your metzias. Can you be mekayim shneim or not? You can't doche, and if you can, it's not doche. So that's correct in general. Nobody's arguing with that. When it's nogea to explaining the Torah, to say that the tsuras hamitzvah zayde din dechia, the Beis Yosef is megalitas, that since the mitzias bifnei atzma, kayemes hi, 1 second, there is a mitzias. Efshar l'kayim shneim, שאפשר לקיים שניהם, ודאי, דשוב, לא נחשב הדבר, שהדחייה בחי גוונה, מפורשת בתורה. If there is a reality, in other words, Torah is talking about the absolute reality. If there's a reality where you can be mekayim both, even if in your present circumstances you can, but the Torah is talking about absolute reality. Torah is not talking about your specific situation. In your specific situation, it depends on what your options are. If you have no option to do both, to be mekayim both, then there's tchia. But here, when it comes to tzitzis, we're trying to determine what the Torah meant, what the Torah was mefarish. So the Torah is telling us, says the Beis Yosef, that if there is a tziur, if there is a circumstance where you can be mekayim shneim, even though you can't in your present circumstance, but if there is a specific circumstance like that, then the Torah doesn't allow dechia. That's not what the Torah was talking about. The Torah was only talking about a case where you can't be mekayim shneim at all, ever. Then Essay's dochalos is saying. But if there is a tzir where you can be mekayim shneim, Essay's not dochalos is saying. We're not talking about your specific case. We're talking about what the Torah means. we're trying to be mefarish the Torah, when the Torah has this smuchin. What does the Torah mean when it's masmich kalayim to tzitzis? What the Torah means by that is, says Reish Lakish, in this context Reish Lakish would say it means that the Torah is telling us that, because we're not talking about your specific circumstances, we're talking about what pshat in the pasuk is. So pshat in the pasuk is, if you can't do both, then that's his dochalos to say. But if there's a case where one can do both, the Torah is saying there is such a reality. It doesn't matter what your reality is. We're talking here more in general, more generic. There is such a reality in the world that you can be Mekayim both, and that's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk is not talking about that. The pasuk is only talking about where you can't be Mekayim Shneim. If you can be Mekayim Shneim, then there's no Tchiya. So for Renfort, the Kash and the Beis Yosef. Shezot Vadai, שכשנוגע הדבר לדין דחייה של עשה דוחה לא תעשה שחל באופן מקרי. If we're talking about where it just happens by chance, like Mila B'Tzaras, so the issue is there another way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah? So there it's Talui if you have the option or you don't have the option. If there's somebody else around, then Efshel B'Kayim Shnei. If there's nobody else around, Yevshel L'Kayim Shnei. Because that's your own specific circumstance. So there, what Reish Lakish meant was, Yevshel L'Kayim Shnei means for you. For you, Yevshel L'Kayim Shnei. For you, not Yevshel L'Kayim Shnei. If for you, it's Yevshel L'Kayim Shnei, then be Mekayim Shnei, let somebody else do it. And but if there's nobody else around right now, that's considered Yevshel L'Kayim Shnei. That's both in Mekri. However, that's not, we're talking about the Etzem dina d'chia. Shekein b'pshuto, adraba, b'dina adai shaitei kalayim yipasel ha-chefetz l'kiyum mitzvato, v'leim ha-shi yitche et halav. V'hada b'chol zot lo tomar, v'kalayim b'tzit adai chata b'mitzvah b'abba v'ra, alo rak mishum, sh'atora gilta sh'ha-chefetz lo nevzal ha-mitzvato. When we're talking about the din d'chia, the source for the d'chia, kalayim, there's really nowhere to start. Why? Because it's a chayfetz that's pasul mitzvah. So there's no mitzvah. There's no essay to be dochet lost. It's a mitzvah b'avera. Why? Because the chayfetz is aser. It's kalayim. It's shanis. There's nothing to start with. So what b'chol zot allows us to say that there's the chiyah here? The fact that the Torah is megale that this chayfetz isn't pasul mitzvah, so, and there is a mitzvah. And in that case, the Beis Yosef said that it's not considered mefurish b'tar, that it's mefarish to us. That it's kasher la mitzvah, unless it's muchach me'etzem halacha shel adchia. Shal zeh parish b'torah, ki zoi tzurat ha-mitzvah. Or shal zeh parish b'torah din hutra. Here we need more. Here we're talking about a chayfetz that's pasul la mitzvah. So there is no mitzvah. How b'chol zot is it going to be a mitzvah? Because the Torah tells us. But the Torah only tells you that you could do a mitzvah with it if there's no other way to get around it. Because the Torah is telling us a big chiddush. I guess the word is that we want to be mitzamtzem the chiddush of the Torah. The Torah is telling you a big chiddush. You can use a chefetz of avera, a chefetz of iser, for a mitzvah. That's normally not the case. So since the Torah has to be matir that, and the Torah is matir it explicitly, but we can only go so far. So we say it's only going to be if mamish there's no other way to get around it. But if there's a way to get around it, if you don't have to do the lo saaseh, then don't. So there's manazeh, you can wear a kalayim without tzitzis, wear a garment pishtim with pishtim threads, wear a garment that's tzemer with tzemer threads, and everything is great. So the Torah was telling us that this is the Tzuras HaMitzvah, that there's the Chiyah here. But only when there's mamish no way around the Lo Saaseh. If it's both in Shefshel Lekayim Shneim, in any case at all, then that's not Mefurish B'Torah. Even if in your specific circumstances you can't do both. You can't be Mekayim both. Nimtza d'adarabah. דינה דקליים בציצית, לא רק שאינו סותר את עיקר היסוד, אלא שמכאן הפתח להבנת עומק דברי מרן הבית יוסף. You think קליים בציצית is a סייסר, the יסוד of the בייס יוסף? This is the הוון of the בייס יוסף. This is really his foundation. Because the din should be that even קליים בציצית, if not that it was מפורש בתורה, there's no din בכלל of it, as I dare call us to say. Only because Kalayim B'Tzitzis. Besides the fact that we have the din of the Chiyas Essay, that the Essay is Dochel Losa say, but there's more of a Chiddush, that the Etzem Tzuras HaMitzvah is like the Kalayim B'Tzitzis. And the din of Essay Dochel Losa say, so you see that Tzitzis is different than other mitzvahs. Tzitzis is fundamentally different. Other mitzvahs, the Etzem Cheft is not puzzle. Therefore, as long as in your present reality, you can't do both. You can't be mekayim the mitzvah and avoid the avera. So that's called the yefshel lekayim shneim, and that's his dechalosis. But tzitzis, there's nowhere to start. There's no essay to be dechalosis because it's a chepsis of the surah. Elamites mefurish b'torah that it is doche. And the Beis Yosef is megalitas that Reish Lakish is telling us. If the Torah was only matir, the Torah was only mefarish laheter, if there's mamish, no other way around it. But if there's a way around it, you can avoid the loss to say, then avoid the loss to say. But if you can't, even though in your present reality you can't avoid it, but if in theory you could avoid the loss to say, that's not called esei doche, that's not what the pasuk was talking about. That's not a case of esei doche loss to say. Then we go back to the fact that there's no mitzvah at all here, because the chefs of the Yisura. And the pasuk is only telling us that you know when it's not a chetzidis surah, you know when the etzim surah is a mitzvah is when it's kalayim, when there's mamish no other way around it. But if you can wear old samar or old pishtim, then go for it. Therefore, the Beis Yosef holds that dafka in this case of kalayim, even if you're not motzei esmino. Since Efshel the Kaim Shneim Ilu Hayamatsu Lo Kolashen Abes Yosef, since you could be Mekayim Shneim if you would have both, all of Tzemer or all of Pishtim, it's not Doicha the Losa say. That's because this is the unique case of Kalayim B'Tzitzis. But elsewhere he would agree that Gemara and Shabbos is an Akasha. That normally, or we're not coming to explain the Torah's intent. But rather, we're dealing with your own personal circumstance. So if in your b'mikre you have an essay that conflicts with a los essay, so this happens to be b'mikre, so if b'mikre you can't get around the los essay, then the essay is doche. But the Torah is talking about kalayim b'tzitzis. And therefore, by bris milah, if there's nobody else around, then ein hachinami, father can do it and be docha. There's nobody else around. But by tzitzis, we're saying that this is the etzim tzura samitzvah. The etzim tzura samitzvah is mefurish b'torah that it's with kalayim with shatnis. But it shouldn't be. It's a big chiddush to say that it shouldn't be because it's pasul. It's a cheftedis surah. How can you say that a cheftedis surah is used for a mitzvah? There's no essay to start with. The answer is it's misparish b'torah. And the chiddush of the Beis Yosef is that the Torah is only telling us that it's permitted. There's mamish no other way around it. But if there's a way around the los essay, even though not in your personal circumstances, but again, the Torah is talking generically, not about your own specific case, whereas all the other essay docha losa says are your specific case. But here the Torah is talking in general, and not only that, but we want to be mitzam saying the chiddush, because the big chiddush to say that kalayim b'tzitzis is docha, because kalayim is a chav tzidi surah. So therefore the Torah was only refers to us that it's okay if in absolute reality there's no other way to do the Asiyah without being Docha the Lost Asiyah. But if there is, then you can't be Docha. And therefore Bizman Azeh, you can't wear Kalayim B'Tzitzis anymore, because there's a way around it. And even if you don't have it present with you, but one min, that it's all tzem or all pishtim, doesn't matter. The fact that it could be done that way, it means that you're not allowed to be docha de los aseh, because it's efshel l'kayim shneim. So I hope A, that was clear, and I hope B, I was understanding the Rosh Yeshiva correctly. And so an ad over Cholamoid that he's speaking in one of the shuls in Yerushalayim. He's a very, very popular magachir, not only in his yeshiva, but they invite him to speak all over the place, because he's mamish, one of the biggest gaonim of our door. He says such beautiful Torah. So if I was Zoche, I would ask him if I'm understanding Pshat right, but I'm not Zoche. In any event, we should be Zoche Lomo Lamed Lishmo Lasso Times Kolarei Selma Teresa V'Hava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom Shalom Sweet Mahat Beloved Friend.